Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Peter and Maya with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government activates hardship payments for Bray Park residents affected by flooding. The Premier and the Prime Minister announced the payments at a conference this morning following the opening of the Murrumba Downs Urgent Care Clinic. 399 properties in Bray Park are being assessed for impact from the flooding, and Premier Stephen Miles says he expects to add further suburbs for payment throughout the day.
$16 million will be shared between 634 communities as part of the Gambling Community Benefit Fund. The fund has distributed over $1 billion in grants for non-for-profit community organizations since the establishment in 1994. Some successful funding applications include a Caloundra Environmental Group funding a boat to clean up waterways, an Aged Care Association fund equipment to support their Meals on Wheels service, and a family emergency organization funding furnished accommodation for homeless families. Attorney General Yvette Daith encouraged any eligible groups considering a grant to improve, upgrade, or expand their services to apply for the next round of funding, which is now open.
In national news, spiderwebs are DNA traps and can help understand biodiversity in an ecosystem. Spiderwebs have the ability to capture small amounts of environmental DNA, and a study from Curtin University has analysed 49 webs from the Perth Hills region and Perth Zoo and found DNA from 93 different animals. Lead author PhD candidate Joshua Newton says web analysis is a non-intrusive way of collecting eDNA to better understand the environment. Professor Morten Allentoft, who supervises the paper, says this research is promising in terms of eDNA biodiversity monitoring.
The Australian red handfish is critically endangered, with 100 red handfish left in the wild. A severe marine heatwave is affecting southern Tasmania. Researchers made the decision to take a quarter of the wild red handfish from the reef in Frederick Henry Bay into captivity to protect the critically endangered species. Marine temperatures in southern Tasmania reached 25 degrees. Until this point, temperatures have never exceeded 22 degrees in the last three decades. Lead researcher Jemina Stewart-Smith of the Institute of Marine and Antarctic Studies says the red handfish adapted well to captivity. However, they are expecting to release the fish back into the wild before winter.
And in international news, Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party accepts a trade deal with the UK government, bringing 2 years of political deadlock at Stormont to an end. With the DUP boycott ended, the Northern Irish Assembly could appoint executives as soon as Friday. Sinn Féin will claim the position of First Minister in the new government, having overtaken the DUP for most seats in 2022. It is the first Irish Nationalist Party to do so in the history of the Assembly.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 30 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.